I'm Rick Slatchford with another Day Page, a daily look at the daily news. And now our producer, Minka, has a stricken look on her face that says, I just know Rex is going to go off the reservation today. And of course, she's right. And so at the top of our news today, the old gray lady, the New York Times, reports a study that shows that people with cluttered desks are more creative. Now, unfortunately, since this is radio, you can't see my desk. This news will come as a relief to millions of Americans, though, I'm sure. Folks who are fans of iPhones, take note. The NSA is laughing at you. Der Spiegel's reporting on the load of information disclosed by Snowden shows an NSA PowerPoint slide making fun of Apple users for voluntarily participating in their own surveillance with the Find My iPhone app. Well, the heavy load of news continues. Let's start with politicians in Washington stepping up their efforts to trash the place. The U.S., that is, if not the entire world. The Republicans have stepped up to try and bring the government to its knees by not cooperating with the budget. The Democrats are not innocent in this either, of course. Both parties have no interest in the best interest of you and I, so just don't vote for any of them again, please. There's a renewed focus on mental illness on Capitol Hill, which of course seems to be the center of mental illness in the galaxy. Well, anyway, that's better than trying to pass gun laws that the lawless couldn't care less about. One of the hang-ups is the difficulty of predicting violent acts, that's in air quotes, according to the legislators, and perhaps they should watch Minority Report again to refresh their degenerating minds. Here in New York City, home of degenerate minds, the police are building a local information empire to compete with the NSA. Operation Crew Cut is one aspect of this, using social media to track conflicts and punish agitators. The New York City police are infiltrating conversations on the street to compile information about what people are saying that amounts to dissent. Who supports this program? Well, the commissioner proudly says, I can tell you that there's a lot of positive feedback from cops. That's nice. And Facebook, officers like to say now, is the most reliable informer. Of course, that keeps the officers at their desk instead of on the street, and they'd certainly rather be at the desk where consumption of coffee and donuts is a whole lot easier. And for today, that will be Day Page. I can see the officers outside the studio window. Oh, note to NSA, you can collect all the Day Pages at daypage.net, and it's a production of Radio InfoWeb. And if I get bailed out, I'll see you tomorrow.